After all, it's convoluted.
All of that in one book, now it goes through it all.
Yes, ma'am.
Takes it on.
Judge, you started school in the... When you started school, they called that. That was the...
Over at Monticello or at the university?
At Monticello. Well, went here when you first started school in the One Room Schoolhouse.
It was Cheneyville Schoolhouse. And from there, I went to Arkansas A&M. That was 4th District Arkansas Agricultural Mechanical College at Monticello.
Yes.
In 1924, and went up to the university in September of 29.
Did you have to walk to school, or?
Every day. That's the only way I had to get there. Yes. My daddy might have carried me on a horse a few times when it was real. A lot of snow, but and the ground was frozen, but I don't recall he did. That time it was too dangerous to ride a horse, I'm sure. But we did have some terrible weather. Back around 1916, 17, and 18, long in that period of time, it was an awful cold period. Snow would be on the ground most of the winter.
I heard about that. Had that bad flu case of flu?
Yes. We lived there just east of El Dorado, and I'm telling you, every day there were a funeral there during that winter. Seemed like, you know, living there right on the highway and seeing the hearse go by. Everyone were really scared. Really disturbed. It was really, there were a lot of people that died. And of course, I know we've had a lot of things that happened, like smallpox outbreak here, right following the Civil War in this community, where a lot of people died, and I know there was one Negro. It fell his lot to have to do all of that work. He had had smallpox, Black John, as McCorvey. He had to wait on them, and when they died, he took them to the cemetery and buried him by the cells. You know, I'd see John coming down the road with a coffin in the wagon. And know someone else had done died. And outbreaks of typhoid fever was very common, you know, like in my family. My grandfather and grandmother and uncle died there all within a few weeks.
Now, you got around in wagons, I know. About those wagons you had, now some come back that traces were hitched to?
Well, traces hitched to the single trees, single trees to the double tree. You know, there on the front of the wagon on the tongue. And
yeah.
Of course.
What did the... Now the wheels, you had the, you started...
Wooden spokes, of course, had a steel rim around it, you know. And